And the home of the brave.
We would like to welcome you to our 128th annual Fancy Farm Picnic.
And with that, tiny St. Jerome Parish in rural Graves County was again the epicenter of Kentucky politics. Democrats sat on the left, Republicans on the right. Out front, a boisterous but evenly divided crowd. Governor Steve Beshear took advantage of the clear lines of demarcation.
You all see this bunch over here that have the funeral home fans. Well, we're glad they've got those fans because they're going to a funeral on November the 4th when we buy their candidates.
Then the main event, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell versus Democrat Bruce Lunsford. When McConnell won the coin toss and opted to go second, Lunsford had his opening line.
It was interesting that Senator McConnell would choose to go second because that's where he's going to end up on November 4th.
And by the end of his speech, Lunsford was sounding a lot like GOP stalwart Ronald Reagan.
Are you better off? Is the country better off today than it was 6 years ago? If not, I'm your guy.
Senator McConnell basically ignored Lunsford, spending his 6 minutes blaming high gas prices on presidential hopeful Barack Obama and Democratic congressional leaders.
If you can't afford to fill up your tank, here is the Obama plan. Obama says, pump up your tires and go to Jiffy Lube. Obviously, they're not serious about lowering gas prices.
McConnell left the Lunsford bashing to junior senator Jim Bunning, who accused the Louisville businessman of standing shoulder to shoulder with, quote, Washington, D.C. liberals. But Bunning also had the distinction of being the only speaker to exceed the time limit.
Liberal special interest. They say there's no education. Thank you very much.
Now, good-natured heckling is a fancy farm tradition, but climbing onto the stage, that's another matter. As Senator Bunning prepared to speak, a white-haired man holding a banana suddenly appeared on stage and started heading down the aisle.
We knew that he wasn't supposed to be there. We just escorted him off. He didn't cause any problem. He just had the banana in his hand, but he didn't give us any problems once we escorted him off.
He said, what do you want to do with the banana?
Didn't ask.
Trooper Dean Patterson says the man posed no serious threat and was not arrested. Apparently, it was just too much excitement, or maybe it was the heat. As usual, temperatures soared into the upper 90s and breezes were hard to catch. Everyone was dripping sweat. But up the hill, Marianne McDaniel of nearby Mayfield calmly and coolly played her bingo cards.
That's a bingo.
And did her best to ignore the politicians.
I love playing bingo.
What do you think of that political speaking down there?
I never go down that way.
You don't?
I know. Never been interested in that.
You don't want to hear what they have to say?
No.
Why?
I hear it on TV all the time anyway.
She's not alone. For many, the politics are just a sideshow. For them, the picnic is about family and friends and homecomings. It's about great food and raising funds for the parish so they can do it again next year, even better, just like they've been doing for 128 years. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh at Fancy Farm.